So these pictures went viral, right? Of this lady that used she used her child, her own child, a toddler, to shield her weave from the rain. That's what happened right here. So in the picture, she's seen running in the rain, holding up this child above her head. And people were like in shock and horror. How could you do this?
Look, I'll never condone holding up a baby to cover your hair. But any person with a kink, with a curl, wat so bikkie kan kroestraai, net met a bikkie water, you will understand what that woman was thinking. You will get it.
And weaves are expensive, am I right?
Use like a nice weave. Yeah. Nice. Not like the best. Starts at like 3,500. And if we're going to like premium range.
3,500 rand.
What? Yes. That's just the okay one. And then if we're going premium range, we're talking about 12,000. It can go up to there.
What?
Yeah.
Now I understand those fights. Remember when the one lady
ripped the other
one? You don't do that.
No, you don't touch 12,000 rand. Mm-mm.
But also, when you've spent, I mean, how long do you spend on doing your hair up nicely? How long can it take you?
About an hour, hour and a half, depending on what kind of curl you're going for, what kind of look. Yeah, as you bola mark, as you krulle af, loose curls, tight curls, it takes a lot of effort.
Hour to an hour and a half. So now you've done your hair. And it's there's no lekker glad or whatever the way you want it, and you've sprayed it to stay in place, and then it rains. Mm. What do? You don't have an umbrella with you. You're not carrying books.
Was it a big child?
No, big enough to cover head.
So like three, two?
Yeah. And you're thinking to yourself, I've got nothing. I don't even have a laptop or anything to cover to shield my hair. How about you, little one? I birthed you. I'm going to use you to cover. So it's kind of understandable now that you say hour to hour and a half and a weave could cost up to 12,000 bucks. It just made me think because I needed explaining to you, okay? Now I kind of get it. There are a lot of things that men will just never understand. Am I right?
Yeah, about us ladies.
Things that men will never understand. Can I open the WhatsApp line this morning? Can we add to this list? 084 850 0942. Number one on the list so far is why it is okay. according to Lisa Laurie, why is it okay to use your children to cover your heads in the rain. And go!
Môre, julle. Ek was nog eers in skok geweest toe julle my vertel het wat die vrou doen. Yeah. Maar ek dink nog steeds die 12,000 rand weave het my bietjie meer geskok. Yeah. Ek bedoel, as sy nie 'n sonbril het nie en sy moet in haar kind sou in elk geval nat word. Well, sorry chopper, dan sien jy nou maar 'n sonbril vir vandag.
12,000 rand,
yes, dude. I mean, come on.
Look, I mean, you know, you must start saving up now for that child's counselling because that picture is out on the internet at that child's 21st. This, you must claim chocolate gewees to a 2-year-old out for us. On the line is Eureka. Môre.
Hi, goeiemôre, Maarten.
Gaan we jou daar so in die Lardes Park vanoggend? Gaan het goed?
Dit gaan goed, dankie en self.
Lekker, ons sit nie op die N1 nie, so dis ok.
It's too much.
Erika, yes. wat sê jy? Things that men will never understand. Wat gaan mans nooit verstaan nie?
Ek het 22 kussentjies op my bed.
Sjoe.
22?
Ja, my man hier van Jaarsveld, hy wil mal raak oor hierdie kussentjies. Maar as ek weggaan byvoorbeeld, weer terugkom, moet my kussentjies presies so lyk.
Is your man down now by you? It kind of feels that I want to give him a hug or something. Is hy down now by you? Is any ice?
Hy is ongelukkig op pad Polokwane toe op pad werk toe, maar okay. Hoop hy lyk Sir Jacaranda.
Pierre, ons voel vir jou, maar we feel 22. So just so I'm up to date, up to speed. Wat gebeur met die kussentjies? As dit nou bedtyd is, waarheen gaan hulle?
Ek pak hulle net langs die bed mooi en dan moet dit môreoggend net weer teruggepak word.
Well, she's the winner, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. 22 scatter cushions. Erika, en is vir mooi, nee. Kan ek jou vra, I want to see what this looks like. I've heard of a couple of scatter cushions, but never 22. Jy moet vir ons 'n foto stuur, okay, wat ons op ons Facebook kan sit.
Ek kan Ek gaan vir jou foto stuur en dan sal jy ook op die bed sien watter kant ek natuurlik lê, want die een kussing is the boss en die ander is the real boss.
Wow!
That got real. I want to see a picture of that. Stuur asseblief vir ons, Erika. Dankie vir jou lei hoor.
Cheers. Ek kon sommer dankie Martin.
The boss and the real boss.
There's
hello.
There's a man in a car on his way to Polokwane, rolling his eyes, palm face, and sy naam is Pier. Lekker Pier.
Martin, ek sal in my lewe nooit kan verstaan hoekom 'n vrou altyd 'n vroue haar sny en haar doen is ongelooflik duur. En hulle betaal dit en ten spyte daarvan is dit altyd vir hulle irritasie. Hulle kan nooit net nooit happy wees met dit nie. So ek sal dit nooit kan verstaan.
100%.
You pay all that money, you spend all that time.
To be almost happy.
Yeah.
Not to bring you joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To be irritated by the fact that now your hair is too short and now you want it long again.
It's almost like he understands you. Like a nail on the head.
A man sal nooit verstaan wat in 'n vrou se handsak aangaan en wat alles daarin gedra word. Hulle complain net altyd oor die goed so swaar is, maar as hulle iets soek waarna wat of enigiets wat hulle nodig het, waarna gryp hulle? 'N vrou se handsak.
A lot of in case stuff in there, just in case.
Mm-hmm. Just in case.
What is some of the most random stuff you have in your handbag, Liesl?
I've got muesli in a little packet because
okay, on
snack.
Standby.
Snack, yeah. And then wet wipes.
Wet wipes.
Wet wipes, very important.
Now you can't complain about a woman's handbag if you're going to be using stuff.
Yes, but no, I for my friend. Don't you have something I can wipe my hands? I'm like,
A tissue.
Tissue.
The other thing that I get resented about a lot is the volume of stuff in my closet. The amount of clothing that I supposedly hoard. Hoard is
meanwhile.
The word. Meanwhile, have you seen how many pairs of the same shoe? Many men, I'm not talking about anyone in particular.
Richard.
Own.
Yeah, I hear you. But can I must also be honest now. If a guy complains about your handbag, have you seen the garage?
Yeah.
Daar's ook maar 'n paar
goedjies daar. Yes, like it. And it's also just in case stuff.
Yo, bro.
You're like, when are you going to use this fishing rod from 1972?
Can I just tell you something? If I had to move, I will not clear out my garage. It's just better burning it down. It's going to just be easier. I'm telling you that now. All right, last round.
Hoor Martin en Span, dit is Ria hier so van Springs. Die volgende ding is handdoeke. Ons almal moet baie spesiale handdoeke hê. Want as jy gaste kry, dan kan jy mos dan nie jou ou en hele kant. Handdoeken vir hulle uithaal nie. En hang jy jou mooie handdoeken in die badkamers, sal 'n man mos nou buitekant gaan werk en daai vuil hande aan jou mooiste en jou ligste handdoeken gaan afvee. So ja, wat van as jy hospitaal toe gaan, jy moet tog 'n mooi handdoekie hê. Jy kan mos dan nie gaan met 'n ou lelike handdoekie nie.
It's the just in case. That's just beautiful. Wake up every morning with Martin Bester on Breakfast. On Breakfast.